T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And a base hit for Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, my goodness. He just took a deep breath. And well, we're going to get a pinch runner for Pablo.
You got to put that bat on the Wall of Fame here at Oracle Park. That's what we all wanted to see.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Well, that's it for Pablo Sandoval. That is it. He last played for the Atlanta Braves in 2021. Bat at 178. Did not have a good year. Stepped away for a couple years and got invited to spring training at the age of 37. Pablo Sandoval will turn 38 August 11th. Yesterday, he got one last send-off at Oracle Park. You heard Kruger Kipe right there, base hit. Classic Pablo base hit. He looks great, smiling, laughing. Players said it's been great to have him in camp, the two-time All-Star, and, of course, three-time World Series champ. He's going to call it quits, obviously. He's going to try to make a roster, but he's 37 years old. How realistic is it going to be for Pablo to make a big league roster? But classic Pablo at bat, bat explodes. Fans give him a standing ovation. It's pretty cool to see Pablo.
Physically,
cool.
He looked amazing.
He did. It's the best he's ever looked.
Right? And so, you know, he's a – I know we're not allowed to quote-unquote body shame and talk about things like that anymore, but the reality is, you know, your body and the condition that you're in, I mean, it has an effect on your performance in sports. Like, that's undeniable. And I look at someone like him and think about where we were a decade ago with the Camp Panda stuff with him. Over a decade ago now, I forget, God, we're getting old. But I truly believe, and this is just my thought, had that guy stayed in shape, he would have been a 10, 15-year San Francisco Giant on his own accord. Yeah. And they would have offered him whatever they needed. He was so, you know, unreliable in terms of his dedication to getting himself in order. And look, I understand there is an element of genetics, right? But if you talk to people that were in the know when it comes to Pablo Sandoval, there was a lot more to it in terms of his own discipline or lack thereof. And so, you know, his body betrayed him in that sense, and he betrayed himself. And he was better when he was the size that he looks like now. 2011, look at his numbers. 2009, look at his numbers. Look at his 2010 numbers. Like, there's a direct correlation there. And he's not the only one. There was a guy by the name of Prince Fielder, and it came out that, you know, he had went vegan. Remember that?
He did go vegan.
He did not go vegan. He was on the road, and he was having the clubhouse guys.
Somebody snitched on him?
Everyone was. He had the clubhouse guys.
Were they doing that in real time? Because I thought he was vegan. I bought the story.
Yeah, everyone did. And they're like, well, why aren't you losing any weight? And, you know, you're dedicating your life to fitness. And then come to find out he was having clubbies when he was on the road. Go get him McDonald's and Jack in the Box and Burger King.
That's pretty legit. So you heard
they don't have vegan options at those places?
Probably not.
This is also a decade ago. I don't even know.
Did you hear the big Victor Alexander story from Gary Sagin? So Big Victor Alexander, Big Vic, we all remember Big Victor Alexander for you kids under 30 who just started watching the Warriors in 2015. Go Google Victor Alexander. Now, Big Vic had 52?
Yeah.
He had a big eating problem, but he had a weight issue. So I think they were in San Antonio. Saintly told the story. Willie actually told the story, too. But Gary St. Jean told the story. They got to San Antonio in a hotel, and Big Victor was on punishment. He couldn't order room service.
Okay.
You know, they were watching his weight. So Don Nelson told the kitchen, hey, if this room calls you for room service, call me ASAP.
No.
So Big Vic, so Big Vic, I think it was in San Antonio back in the day, he calls room service. He orders like a couple sundaes, bacon double cheeseburger. I mean, he's ordering the works. I mean, he's about to go to town for room service, right? So he makes a call to room service. Room service calls Don Nelson. Don Nelson and Gary St. Jean, who's the assistant coach of Don Nelson at the time, runs down to the hotel kitchen. Put on the chef hats.
No.
And they grab the food and say, let us deliver it to this room. So then they knock on Big Victor's door. Boom, 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 boom. Room service. Big Vic opens the door. He's got a smile from ear to ear. Then he sees Gary St. Jean and Don Nelson. And he goes, oh, snap.
I lost. I'm out.
And then, so you know, he's running the stairs in the hotel room.
That's incredible.
He's running the stairs. They basically walked up from
that
the
is an incredible
and put
story.
On his chef hat. It was like, if this guy calls us, you let us know ASAP.
I'd be so devastated.
He was devastated. He was.
That's so
he was
looking running forward liners. To that food.
Oh, dude, he had a bacon double cheeseburger sundae, such a cherry on top, you name it.
That's essentially like the plot of, you know, Pina Colada, the musical song where you put out an advertisement and then it ends up being, you know, for a lover and it ends up being your wife. You know what I mean? Showing up at the door. Victor Alexander wore number 52.
52. There you go.
You know, the El Duque and LeVon Hernandez doc, what was it called?
Oh, 30 for 30.
Is it not Made in America? What was it?
What was the name of that one? I know.
Okay.
It was a really good one.
It was excellent. And LeVon Hernandez was talking about how, you know, where he came from, having food was like a sign of wealth.
Brothers in exile.
It's one of the best ones. But anyway, they were explaining about how, you know, his weight had fluctuated and where he was going with that. And he was like, you got to understand, like, where I came from, like, we didn't have two meals a day.
No doubt.
Let alone three meals a day.
So I come
to America, I pick up the phone on the road, and I just order, and someone brings me food.
Like, oh, yeah, he was
imagine what 20-year-old, like, I grew up in poverty. So I'm always a little more, like, understanding that we all aren't. But, like, I'm a little more understanding, like, imagine, like, culturally how you grow up. And then you come to America, you got millions of dollars, and you can eat whenever you want. And they're bringing you food in a silver platter and tray.
Listen, let me tell you, Shasky, you don't have to be from outside the country.
You
could be from San Francisco, yours truly, knowing that, man, when you get somebody to buy some food, let's go room service. Buffet, free food. Oh, we're going to town.
When you were poor, because when I was really poor, I know exactly the three meals I ate in rotation. What did you eat?
When I was poor, well, McDonald's had the McChicken and the McDouble for 99 cents.
It was that a carried go-to. Me through.
It was a go-to. $2.
Totally
I maybe have $5 in my pocket. I'm getting the two burgers. Boom, I'm good to go. Good to go. Two tacos and Jack in the Box. What's going on here? Jumbo Jack, late night munchie meal. You name it. Those were my go-tos. It was all day long. And hell, I was eating McDonald's for dinner and breakfast because when I was doing Uber in the mornings, I do the airport runs, McDonald's be open. I get the dollar sausage burrito, the dollar McMuffin, call it the day. Maybe double up on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so mine were is very simple. It's the Top Ramen. You know, when you'd get the box, like it was like a flat of Top Ramen. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Just all the extra sodium in the world.
Oh yeah.
And then the other one was Hamburger Helper. You can get, you know, 50 boxes for $12 and then just get a couple of pounds of ground beef for dirt cheap, and you've got meals for a month.
Top Ramen, you get the case, 24-pack, the Progressive Clam Chowder Soup. I get it from Spartan Fido. They're like 5 for $6.
Yes.
And then I get Ruffles, sour cream and onion, and crunch the Ruffles up into my clam chowder. Yeah, that's what you had to do.
Well, the Top Ramen, you'd put the Flaming Hot Cheetos, you'd crush them in there. That is the jail go-to.
Yeah, the jailhouse
spread. I want to add some. You get tortillas. You got to get the Mexican blend cheese, too, if you're going there.
Yes.
All right. And then PBJs. You always got to get the bread and the PB&J.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Boy, we've come
so
a long
hungry.
Way.
We have.
We've come a long way.
We really have.
I haven't even looked at Top Ramen in like the last year and a half. Like, Anna sometimes makes ramen late night. I don't know if you saw it on Instagram.
Ramen.
She'll post her little food spot because Annika cooks. She comes up with some stuff. I'm like, damn. But she made some ramen for us one late night. We had a date night. She's like, you want some ramen? And we were watching Sopranos and she cut the egg up. Oh, we had some chicken in it, spices. Yeah. I was like, man, this is going back. This is going back. But Pablo's not eating like that no more.
No.
Some people may say Pablo is on a soda diet.
He looks phenomenal.
SLTAweightloss.com.
In terms of most fun athletes the last 20 years.
Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. In terms of most fun athletes last 20 years, he's somewhere in that top five, right?
Yeah. I always watch Pablo last night.
Overrating him.
Watching Pablo last night. I didn't get sad, but I thought, what could have been?
I'd say I totally agree.
He's one of the biggest what ifs for me.
What
if he had stayed with the Giants? Yeah. After 2014, he was rolling. I knew going to Boston, it's just a different culture. It's a different philosophy.
He should never have listened to Hanley Ramirez and Big Poppy.
Remember that? Oh, I do remember that. And he went out there and it just did not work out. A different beast. He was our lovable guy. It was okay for him to be the round mound.
Yeah.
He was like Charles Barkley, the round mound, the rebound, or whatever it was, or whatever his nickname. Barkley's got like 20 nicknames. But Penda was our guy.
Sir
Charles. So for him to leave, you kind of knew that, boy, it's not going to work out in Boston. And he lost himself for a second, got depressed, and lost his confidence, came back with the Giants with a minor league deal, and was a good Giant. He really was, but he's one of the biggest what-ifs. Because even in the 2010 World Series, he didn't play much. He didn't play much at all in the NLCS.
Uribe took a spot.
Yep, because he was out of shape, and that was coming off his big-time year. And I saw him before that season in 2010. He came to City College in San Francisco. He knew a kid on the team. I think the kid's name was Oscar or whatnot. He set it up where Omar Vizquel and Pablo Sandoval came to talk to the team at City College in San Francisco.
Amazing.
Yeah. So Pablo came separately, and he's out there. And he's out there taking batting practice in his Louis Vuitton. Or no, did he have Gucci's on or Louis Vuitton's? May have been Gucci's. And I'm like,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.